This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I have an Anger Altbayerisch Dunkel, which is a Category 4B Munich Dunkel. So, talk about the name a little bit. Anger means from Eing, it's a small town outside of Munich. Altbayerisch, Alt is old, Bayerisch is Bavarian, and Dunkel is dark. So it's a old Bavarian dark beer from Eing. So that's just what the name means. It's the listed as the most classic example of the style. So let's give it a go. It's got a tall, light tan colored head, little tiny bubbles. It's a very deep copper color, verging on light brown, sort of on the edge between there. You can see through it. You can see through it better if you hold it up to a light, but you can see through it really without direct light on it, too. So that's pretty much what it should be. It could be a little darker, but once you're past the mid-range of copper colors, it's fine. So, I'll give that a 3. The aroma is superb. It's got a really complex, rich, malty sweetness. There's so much going on, and it's definitely Munich-based. You should get those rich, sort of melanoidiny, Maillard reaction products, developing all these different kind of aromatics in there. I get bread crusts, I get toast, I get a light chocolate, I get a sort of a deep toffee flavor aroma. Super complex. It's like I get just a very hint of hops, but the malt is all over the place. It's fairly strong. It's definitely complex, very, very interesting. I keep getting these additional nuances out of it. I keep coming across sort of nutty, toasty, burnt sugar, all these sort of rich, aromatics that you'd associate with development of melanoidins, like things that cause browning in food. So that's about as good as it can get. It's so strong, it's so complex, and it's so rich. It's very clean, nothing off. So I'm going to go ahead and give that a 12. Okay, can't wait to taste it. Yeah, basically tastes just like it smells. It's got that rich, complex, malty, melanoidin-rich flavor. Munich malt flavor, like you get in the Bock, but with so many different overtones. Toast, deep, rich, complex bread crusts, chocolate milk, mixed nuts. Just so much going on in it. It's very tasty. I mean, the malt has sort of tricking your brain into thinking it's sweet initially. But some bitterness comes up to meet it in the end. I'd call the bitterness level medium-low, and I'd call the finish off-dry. It's not totally dry, because you get so much malt lasting through the finish. You really want this beer to finish malty, and the flavors that you're enjoying so much just blast from end to end. I don't get any hops, I don't get any esters, I don't get anything off. It's very, very clean. So I'm going to give that give it a 19. Mouthfeel is medium to medium full. Maybe closer to medium. I'm getting sort of a medium-high carbonation, which sort of tends to lighten the body, I think. It's not astringent at all. I get like a hint of warmth, barely perceptible, and it's super smooth. The carbonation is sort of a little high in my opinion. It's actually wiping away some of the flavors I'd like to taste, so I wish it wasn't quite so bubbly. So I'll give it that a 4 out of 5. So as you can well imagine, I think this is an incredible beer. It's complex. It has such a depth of flavor. The bitterness is just enough there to provide a counterpoint. I hesitate to say that it balances it. I mean, it keeps it from being cloying, but it has that nice drinkability that Munich beers, German beers in general have. I said about the only knock is it's a touch fizzy for me. Superb malt. It's not heavy at all. I mean, it's got flavors that are a little bit similar to a Bock. I mean, it might seem like sort of a small version of a Bock, but it's not quite as heavy. The flavors aren't really the same. There's the skill in developing that much depth of flavor and not get any of the off flavors that you often get. I mean, sometimes you think that these come from decoction, or they could come from just, you know, really well-killed malts. And I don't know how exactly they produce it. I believe they used to use a triple decoction, but I don't know if they still do. But it certainly has the flavor of a decocted beer. But they managed to do it without developing some of these excessive flavors that I sometimes get. Sometimes in beers like this, I might get flavors that taste like roast beef or beef broth, or just sort of going over the top with, you know, trying to pack so much Munich character into it. It can get overdone. But this manages to pull off the complexity without overdoing those overtones. And I just love that. If you read through the style guidelines and see all the various descriptors that this says, well, it could have this, and it could have this, and this one beer has just about all of them in one package, and manages to do it with nothing off. So that really turned out nice. So I'm going to total that up. 9 overall, so that comes in at a 47. You know, I haven't had one at the brewery, so, you know, I'll reserve a couple of extra points for that. But this is clearly a world-class beer, a great example of the style. It's an Einger Altbayerisch Dunkel, a Category 4B Munich Dunkel.